Welcome to Queensland Economy Watch on location. I'm Gene Tunney and I'm here at the offices of CCIQ, the Chamber of Commerce and Industry Queensland, with Gus Mandagora, Senior Policy Officer, and Marcus Smith, Chief Economist. Gus and Marcus, thanks for joining me again.
Yeah, thanks, Gene. It's good to be back.
Excellent.
Hi, Gene. Welcome. Welcome back.
Very good. What I'm looking forward to today, Gus and Marcus, is an update on coronavirus and how it's impacting Queensland, what CCIQ is doing for its members, and your views on what the state government has announced to date. So, Gus, it'd be great if I could begin with you, please, and if we could get an update on what you're seeing from the certificates of origin information and also your conversations with the freight forwarders, please.
Thank you, Gene. Well, the last time we spoke about an immediate drop in the number of certificates of origin issued as a result of the coronavirus outbreak. And what we're seeing now is a definite clear trend. So compared to the same time of the year in 2019, there's been a 73.3% decline in certificates of origin issued for live marine exports. So that's a clear sign that this wasn't a once-off blip. It's something that's quite sustained. We've also seen a 16% drop in certificates of origin for fresh produce compared to the same time last year. And we've also seen an 8% drop in beef certificates of origin, again, compared to last year. So again, the emphasis is that we're not seeing a once-off week-to-week blip. We're seeing a really clear message that our exports have declined markedly as a result of this outbreak.
Okay. And what is CCIQ doing to help out the members? What actions are you taking in CCIQ?
One of the major ones is to be a direct liaison with the Queensland government. We're still part of the Economic Functional Recovery Group, where we sit with other industry bodies and communicate our members' views directly to the government. So we're part of that. The last teleconference of the group was on the 20th of February, and we discussed the recently announced package of support for affected businesses in Queensland. So we still do that consultation. And then we also still get intelligence from freight forwarders who we work with on a regular basis. And then we collate that, we put that on the CCIQ website. And then we also share it with companies that we work with get certificates of origins from us or work in the export industry through us or with us. So we're playing that role of acquiring information and then sharing out to our members. And then lastly, we're doing a lot of signposting towards sources of information or sources of support from the government. And again, that's through our website and through direct communication with our members. So that's really the big role we're playing in terms of supporting our members and the business community in general.
Okay. Thanks for that, Gus. Marcus, could I ask you about the economic impacts of coronavirus? So last time you told me you were very concerned about the potential impacts. It was still relatively early days. Things have evolved since then. There's a lot more concern about the potential economic impacts given the spread of the disease worldwide, data we're seeing out of China, the PMI, the Purchasing Managers Index, that really dropped a lot. Mm. So we got that data on the weekend. And we had our Deputy Premier and Treasurer, Jackie Trad, come out last week, and Treasury here is estimating that the impact will be up to $1.7 billion, possibly around 0.5% of gross state product this financial year. Do you think that's a fair estimate?
Well, looking forward, I really do think it's going to have a significant impact on the economy as well as the budget bottom line going forward. That growth, looking at, you know, 2.5%, 2.75% sort of estimate of growth, I think that might have to be brought down quite a bit. So, yeah, initially, what, $1.7 billion, I think, was the initial hit that the Treasurer and has estimated at this stage. I think this is it's important. This is coming on the back too. We've just had the latest pulse released, and that the sentiment in the state is the lowest again on record. So going forward, you know, how the economy is going to be impacted, it's definitely a large deal. So,
okay, could you tell us a bit more about the pulse survey, please, Marcus? How many businesses have you interviewed? What types of businesses have you interviewed? What are they telling you about the state of the economy as it was in December quarter? Is that correct?
Yes.
So before coronavirus, if you could just tell us a bit more about that, please.
Yeah, but as I just mentioned, it's the worst business conditions on record. We had 570 businesses that responded across the state. We had an increase to this quarter from the Southwest Queensland business community, so that was a good result for them. Quite a large sample for a regional area in particular. Profitability is down to its lowest level since December 2010. I also saw that there's this sort of within the state itself, there's those areas in Townsville and Mackay and parts of central Queensland there that Townsville came in quite good with turnover and employment levels, which sort of bucked the general trend across the state in the other regions. But you go to Cairns and they've really seen some pullback with respect to tourism. So, you know, as we're talking about the coronavirus and how it might impact growth, we're really seeing physical downturns there in those numbers of visitors. Furthermore, that we've had the retailers as well. We've seen some results recently about retailers, and obviously looking forward, I know you asked about that last time, Gene, and we are starting to see evidence evolve now where it's not just our exporters, but our importers may be looking at troubled times going forward because they import these goods to obviously sell to the public. So
these are goods from China, you mean?
Yeah, well, yeah. Exactly. So,
because I saw
Harvey Norman and when we saw those results and everything, so...
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I've seen reports of, for example, a music shop that couldn't get guitars from China and various other bits of musical, various other pieces of kit. So that is a big concern, and yeah, we definitely have to worry about disruptions to supply chains.
Yep, definitely. Getting back to the other regions, coming down to Wide Bay, Sunshine Coast, the sentiment there is still fairly that things are really tough across those regions. And then you start to get to Southwest Queensland and obviously the drought's just had a harrowing impact on their economy. How that moves forward, it's great that we finally had some rain. So looking forward, let's hope that, it hasn't been too late and they are able to get some crops into the ground as soon as possible. Getting down to the Gold Coast, quite low sentiment there too. So obviously there's the impact that's affecting tourism in those towns as well. But, what really came through in the survey for Gold Coast in particular was with respect to red tape and government charges. They sort of really come through as an impediment for the growth in business growth. When you're looking at the northern parts of the state, the insurance premiums are a very large problem. You're starting to get up to the north, obviously, where you see, the cyclones and those sorts of activities.
So the big takeaway from the Pulse survey then, Marcus, I think, is that even before coronavirus, activity was already, the outlook was looking pretty weak. Is that fair to say?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
That's the concern. And I think we touched on that last time.
Yes,
This is where I really think that, as I mentioned, we are going into uncharted territory. And it's not just the one event. It's going to be a number of things that are going to impact the economy. So coronavirus being one, it's probably the last thing we need at the moment, you know. But
absolutely,
yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll go back to Gus. Gus, would you be able to tell us about what the state government is doing, what its response has been so far, and what does CCIQ generally think of the government's response so far?
Thanks, Gene. On the 18th of February, the state government announced a $27 million package to support affected businesses, and it includes things like reduction or a deferral of licensing fees and similar things, particularly for the marine industry and for the seafood industry. It also includes some funds for helping companies to explore alternative markets to China just to diversify their risk. And then this morning, we got an announcement from the state treasurer that up to 13,000 businesses might qualify for 6-month payroll tax relief just to get them through this period. So we've got this package of measures that's been announced. It's still early days in terms of determining, is it enough? What is the efficacy and so on? But CCIQ supports any kind of relief and support directed towards affected businesses because it's pretty tough for a lot of them right now.
Okay. So that payroll tax relief, that will obviously only apply to businesses that pay payroll tax. So do you know off the top of your head what the threshold is?
Yes. So it's for businesses that have up to $6.5 million of taxable wages. So anything up to that amount, they're potentially eligible for the payroll tax relief. I don't know how many businesses that is, but that's the threshold announced here.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get a sense of what types of businesses will benefit. So it'll tend to be not your just mum and dad operations because they're probably not paying payroll tax anyway because I think you need, what is it, $1.5 million or something? Sorry, Marcus?
Yes, that's $1.3 million's the threshold now, moved up from $1.1 million. So.
Okay. That's good to know. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Okay, so broadly, CCIQ is happy that the state government seems to be, you know, it's taking actions. Do you have any views on the federal government's response at all?
That's not quite my area of expertise. I'd defer to my colleagues at the Australian Chamber of Commerce on that. But we will monitor it and then see if there's anything from the federal government that might help Queensland-based businesses.
Okay. Marcus, you mentioned earlier about the possible impact on the state budget. We know that the state budget has been brought forward to April, so this was a decision made last year. The state government, given it's facing an election this year, is probably going to want to stimulate the economy or provide funds for the regions to try and win votes. I mean, I think we can probably expect something like that.
Yes.
But given the potential downturn in the economy or the slowing of the economy, its surplus is at risk, its operating surplus is at risk. Do you have any thoughts on how the state government's going to be able to respond to coronavirus, to provide funding to the regions to help it get re-elected without taking on a huge amount of extra debt? Do you have any thoughts about what this means for the state budget that will be handed down in April?
Well, I think it's going to be very interesting, Gene. I think you and I and Nick will be sitting in the budget room and hearing what's delivered and their thoughts and their estimates going forward. I mean, this is I think we're going to be looking. I think there is a, you know, definitely going to be that risk to the operating surplus, and obviously, you know, if we run into deficit there, then the debt's going to continue to climb. What we really need to see is I mean, we've been sort of, our position is with respect to the budget and what we'd like the government to do is obviously to stimulate through infrastructure projects. And these need to be sort of outside the regions. We saw a blowout too in the Cross River Rail last week. I read your article, which I enjoyed very much. It's we're seeing the blowout there. We've had a bit of a blowout with the Townsville Stadium as well. So you've got these blowouts and how they're going to stimulate. Well, we need so many things done. I mean, I had a look at the federal infrastructure spend, their program there the other day. There's a lot yet to be allocated to people, but there is some water infrastructure in there, a few road projects coming from the feds, but the states themselves, I mean, we need more dams. We where the money's going to come from if the economy, even if things turn out as expected, but the potential for their to be a blowout and the debt to increase quite significantly. And our businesses are quite vocal in the survey about the predicament of state debt, the size of the bureaucracy. And obviously, yeah, as we're going into the election, then, the government will be looking for more frontline staff and more infrastructure to try and to buy those votes in the region. So.
Absolutely. It's going to be a very challenging budget for Jackie Trad. Okay, so this will be my last question. Gus, have we missed anything? Is there any intelligence that you're picking up, any data that we haven't covered so far? What about the freight forwarders? You mentioned that there are people who are talking to the freight forwarders. Have we covered that yet?
We haven't covered it yet, but the big update is that the Wuhan port is still closed. And with all the other ports that are open, accepting imports into China, we're seeing a lot of delays. Shanghai, for example, is heavily congested, and a couple of the other ports are suffering from labor shortages because of all the embargoes in place and the quarantines and so on within China. So it looks like even though there is still no blanket import ban, things are proceeding really slowly. And until we get some sort of an indication of when the crisis is over, this might continue for a while. One thing to mention is that there are still no live marine exports into China. And again, not because of an export ban, but because the industry has realized there is no market because wet markets and seafood restaurants are closed in China. So there's no point acquiring any merchandise because there's no market for it in China right now. So that's a big one to take note of. And then one last update is that we do speak to the freight forwarders on a regular basis. So as we speak, our colleagues are talking to them now so that we can update our membership and the general public in terms of what are we hearing out there. And that update should be out in the next few days.
Okay, good stuff. I look forward to getting that update. Marcus, I know you have to rush off to give a radio interview with, is it Sunshine Coast ABC?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Very good. On Pulse, and they'll probably ask you about coronavirus, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. But anything more from you? Anything listeners should know about the current situation and how it's evolving and how it might affect the Queensland economy?
Well, Jen, we'll definitely be monitoring it going forward, and I'll certainly keep you in touch, Jean. We obviously speak quite often, so I'll definitely keep you up to date about the things that we're seeing and hearing on the ground. I just think, obviously the next pulse will be due very shortly. So I'd like to encourage businesses to certainly take part in that survey. It's the largest survey of businesses in the state. So I'll be looking forward, obviously, to what's comes through in the comments regarding the coronavirus and how those businesses are seeing it and how it is sort of regionally disaggregated, those views and those impacts. I think it's going to be a tough year for the budget and the economy. And, we really need to see things to pick up. The level activity and spending is quite low at the moment, and businesses are really doing it tough. So, and as you mentioned, it's probably going to be a tough year for the government and how they negotiate this, and how they actually are going to stimulate the economy, and whether it's going to be effective. Whether we're looking at the RBA, and there's a lot of, are they going to cut? Are they not? The federal government are trying to keep their powder dry for the rainy day. I think that rainy day is approaching very quickly, and we need to get out and spend the money, because as I mentioned last time, the tax cuts and they haven't gone through, and the interest rate. They've obviously affected some parts of the property market, but they're not really finding significant increases across purchases and retail. So,
yeah, yes, and I've noticed that Scott Morrison has said that the federal government is looking at some sort of stimulus package, but it will be targeted and measured and timely and all that sort of thing. So. I can remember the last stimulus package. I worked on it back in the time of the Rudd government, and I just know the huge controversy there was at the time about the stimulus and whether it was money well spent or not. So I expect we'll be having that debate within the next 6 months.
Certainly.
Absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. Marcus, Gus, thanks so much for the update. I really appreciate it. We'll keep in touch, obviously, because I'm very keen to know what CCIQ is learning and what you're doing to support your members and what you think of the latest responses from government and whether they're sound, whether they're enough, whether you need other things from government to help businesses get through this very difficult period. So thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming along, Jen. Look forward to seeing you next time.
Good stuff. Likewise. Thanks, G.
Thanks, guys.